It's the weekend in Daft Punk with Starboy on Clear 101. It's 8:09 on a Tuesday morning, and we have more Community Spotlight in the 8 o'clock hour. And with me this morning, Doris Lux from Central Community College. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, we've got a very intriguing workshop coming up.
Yes, we do. It's a USDA SCORE combination grant that USDA has asked SCORE to help with workshops and training and consulting. Mm-hmm. Young farmers, struggling farmers, the garden, the veggie type, not the corn and beans and mm-hmm. Big lots, but and so I focused on the grant for women and minorities, because they were two of the smaller groups in ag. And so that's what it's focused towards.
So when will it be held?
Well, we have three of them. And the first one is this Saturday morning, and that's September 8th. We're going to go and see a couple of farms, small farms. One is down by Brainerd. And one's just out on 8th Street, which has the
viaduct.
Houses, the greenhouses.
Yeah. Okay.
So to see the difference there, we're going to talk about Kelly from FSA is going to talk about federal loans and how to grow your business. Lucia is going to talk. She's from Center of Rural Affairs. She's going to talk about budgets. Annette is going to talk about her farm. Kristen is going to talk about her farm. And then, of course, SCORE will talk about how we can help in that respect. And we wrap up the morning at noon with lunch, and it's all free.
So it's just a half a day, not a huge commitment of time, but lots of great information.
Exactly.
So when is the one after that?
Okay, then 2 weeks later, on again Saturday, September 22nd, we're going to take another angle in the farming world. And Sarah from UNL Extension is going to talk about food safety and for fruits, veggies, and nuts. Lynette is going to talk about all natural farming. Mimo is our gentleman that does the garden here in town, and so he's going to talk about how you can start that direction. And then we'll wrap up with SCORE doing some consulting and some advising, and again a free lunch at noon.
And then finally, the last one will be in October.
Last one's in October. I believe that's 3 weeks later. That will be at the farmers market, the indoor farmers market. John from First Nebraska Bank is going to talk about break-even analysis and am I making money. Then Kelly from UNL Extension is going to talk about growing tips and pest control. Justino is going to from Center of Rural Affairs is going to talk about his experience of being in a small business, small farming business for 2 years, and pros and cons. Shirley from the farmers market is going to talk about, this is another way of where you can bring your produce and sell it. And then we'll wrap up again with SCORE and lunch at noon.
So each of these has a distinct and different sort of direction it's going as far as helping farmers.
Right. Each of them have their own venue, so you don't have to attend all three of them. All three of them would be great to attend, but it may not work out for you. We try to keep them short, and we're packed a lot of punch in that time frame.
And they're free. I love that. So how does one register for these?
Okay, yes. A person does need to register just so we have a lunch count. And they need to call the center, the Entrepreneurship Center, at 402-562-1242.
Or they can email you.
Or they can email me at dlux@cccneb.edu.
All right. We're going to keep Doris here. We have more things to talk about after the break here on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. That is Maroon 5 and Don't Want to Know on Clear 101. It's 8:21 and we're back with more Community Spotlight with Doris Lux from Central Community College. We're talking about ag and horticulture workshops coming up, and we have three of them. And Doris, we should let people know that they are also available in Spanish.
They are, yes. Some of our speakers will be Spanish. In fact, two of them, maybe three. But we'll have a translator as well. And, you know, with all the apps that there are around today, there's, you know, that's not an issue anymore. But they will be offered in Spanish as well.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking at people. Now, I know you said you've specifically targeted minorities and women, but these are people that just want to get into growing things possibly for sale.
That's right. It might be that, you know, that gardener that just loves gardening. And so they produce more than what they can use. Perfect out, you know, the farmer's market, either downtown or at the store. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how the CS, that's how, you know, Country Lanes got started. You know, they were producing all this vegetables and couldn't use it all up and couldn't give it all away. And so, it's those types. You know, we have Lynette Stick, you know, Erstwhile Farms, that, you know, is all natural. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of work. Well, all of it is a lot of work. But, you know, there's that love and passion. And so she wants to share about, you know, you can be an all-natural
farm. And you don't necessarily have to live out in the country to do this.
Not at all. The garden, which is over by the airport, they are probably using maybe a third of the space available to them. And they do not have any restrictions that you can produce and sell. So, you know, if you have a garden, you have a little spot, or if you need a spot, you know, we have that available here in Columbus.
And what's really nice with these types of workshops is you meet other people with similar interests. You can network, and maybe you're going to join up with one or two other, you know, groups or families and maybe start your own CSA.
Exactly. Yes. You know, we have two CSAs that are going to speak. We have two in the community. And, you know, they started small, and now that's their full-time business.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to ask you real quickly, too, about the entrepreneurship or incubator. How's that going?
Well,
it's kind of changing a little bit.
It's kind of changing a little bit. We have done away with the maker spaces. MPPD wanted some of the room back, which is fine. Most of my consulting is businesses outside the incubator, always mm-hmm. has been, so mm-hmm. that has not been, you know, a big change. We are changing our hours. We're not going to be open 5 days. Well, we're going to be there, but officially somebody will be there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you just drop in, make sure it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Otherwise, a phone call, and we'll take care of you. It's not unusual for me to work evenings. You know, people have full-time jobs and during the day, mm-hmm. and they make an appointment, you know, in late afternoon, evening. So, you know, I'm flexible to do that, and I'm becoming more flexible.
Yes, you are. So let's get the details again. The workshops are coming up. There's going to be three of them.
There's going to be three of them starting this Saturday, September 8th. We'll gather at the Entrepreneurship Center and head to Fox Farms down by Brainerd. We'll wrap up at Country Lane Gardens at noon for lunch. September 22nd, we will gather at the Entrepreneurship Center and be there and then go out and look at the garden. September 13th, we will gather at the Farmers Market and wrap up at noon with lunch.
So 9 to noon for three separate Saturdays. Come to one or come to all.
Yes.
And they're free.
And they are free. And a free lunch.
And which is awesome. And again, to register?
To register, call 402-562-1242 or deluxe@cccneb.edu.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got more music coming up on Clear 101.